It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Hello, Rita Steele. Oh my God, this happened last week.
What's up, Rita Steele?
Dog? Hang on, she's not there. Wait, let me call her back live on air. This happened last time. Wow, this sounds like the future.
Kia ora.
Hey.
How are you? I'm sorry, I've just discovered a shortcut key that hangs up.
Oh, that's great news for us.
I know, fantastic news. Sorry, guys. How's your week been?
It's been good, man. But
how's
the
my week
topic,
been?
The topic is the rain.
Wait, it's what?
The rain, absolutely.
It's Monday today.
Absolutely. There's a whole bunch of topics that are...
Are you one of those people that starts your week on Sunday? Are you one of those people?
She's a mum. Her week never ends.
How's your week been? Well, it's kind of hard to say.
Well, when you're day one, though, if your week starts bad, it's never good. Or sometimes it's like, I don't know. Anyway, my morning started horrifically. We had a nice flood here.
Oh, really?
Yay, at the power outage.
Oh, yep.
Oh, in the like bottom corner of the house, it's going to be a bit of a major, I think.
Oh,
anyway.
No. Oh, no.
Anyway, yay for home, you know, home
I wonder ownership. If any... With any
yeah. Like, can we just move out?
Nope.
Evidently, we can't. Nope. But today's topic is actually the rain in a roundabout sort of way. So I don't know if anyone had the opportunity to look at the swim, or the safe swim today.
By pure coincidence, Rita, this afternoon someone texted in about you can't go for a swim, and I pulled up Safe Swim, and it is a no-go zone. Very high risk of illness from swimming today, all around
yep.
Tamaki Makaurau.
The nearest beach you will be able to swim at is Wenderholm in the north and Orere Point in the east.
Do you get arrested if you go swimming?
Far away.
Is it like illegal, or is it like...
No, it's
oh, right.
pretty okay. silly. If you probably end up with some pretty bad gastro from going swimming mm-hmm. right now.
Pink eye. Mm-hmm.
So the water quality is just absolutely shot from a massive night of rain. Why is that, Rita
yeah.
Steele? Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, in a nutshell, too long didn't read that we have underinvested in our infrastructure, and we still have a whole lot of sewage that is kind of very
making its way out to the ocean.
Yeah. Basically, so we have three different types of water, which is the whole concept behind the three waters. One is our drinking water, and then the other two are stormwater, and then sewage. And in Auckland, and most cities actually, there's a lot of kind of, you know, the early thinking to dealing with sewage is, the solution to pollution is dilution. So really, you know, if you run off your stormwater with your poos, then it wouldn't be as bad. And we know that that's not the case now. We know that that's not a good idea. And we really need to separate the two, and that's a very layman's kind of way of explaining it. But unfortunately, we have a whole lot of septic sewage pipes that get overloaded with stormwater and then get flushed out to sea. Pretty gnarly, really. Mm. It's pretty gnarly. So if anyone hasn't looked at that site, check it out, Safe Swim, because what you'll actually find is even on days that you don't realise are particularly, you know, rainy, like it was pretty obvious last night that there was a bit of rain, and this morning, if you didn't notice, then you probably slept until midday. But sometimes you'll go places and not really realise that it's not amazing. So, for example, somewhere like Piha or Karikari, those places that are on septic tanks and have lagoons, quite often those lagoons will be quite polluted. So it's always a good idea to check that site anyway. But the Auckland Council have said in the past that they don't recommend swimming in the Auckland area 48 hours after a decent rain, which,
wow.
you know, is pretty sad for our...
What
for
about
our
like a risky SUP though, eh? You know, like all the more reason not to fall in.
Yeah, totally. And that was that whole thing about the standards changing with the last government. They were trying to make it, that it was non-wadeable water or something like that. You know, like it was okay if you wanted to go up to your knees or whatever, but if you went any deeper, which is kind of ridiculous. It's like, well, you can either swim or you can't swim.
But just
like
confirming that it's not illegal, so you can choose to do this activity that is suggested that it's
absolutely
bad, but you still have the right to go and do it if it,
yeah, know, absolutely. Yeah. You are probably swimming in a bit of raw, not just raw sewage, actually. There's, you know, when I was looking at the
risky
volumes
supping.
With the volumes risky of water supping that come off, like the roads, and I remember we've talked in the past about like kind of these tips and how much of that leaches out into our ground, rivers, and they come out at sea. You know, I mean, you don't really want to be swimming in that stuff. Mm. Lots of cadmium.
But
the,
not illegal. You can go do it if you want. It is sort of your right.
Well, totally. Totally. One of the good pieces of news, though, I guess, is that Aucklanders know that this is a problem. And we actually voted a while ago. I can't remember the date, but it might have been about 2012. We voted as a city to pay more in our rates to fix the problem, which I think is really impressive, because there's a lot of people, a lot of groups around the country that have that have water problems. We won't name names, but that completely denied it for decades. And I think it was really good that as a city we went, yeah, we've got a problem. Let's voluntarily pay more in our rates to try and fix it. Unfortunately, it's kind of a drop in the bucket. I think from memory it was like $1.60 per 100,000 your house is worth, or something like that. So it really is not a huge amount of money, but it will help a little bit. And they're actually the biggest kind of fix to this that they're working on is the central interceptor, which is to separate our stormwater and our wastewater. And this is a pretty big project, and our targeted water rate, which we pay in our rates, 400 million of that will go to help fund this, and it's about $1 billion worth. So 40% funded by that targeted rate. And the idea behind this is that it'll really just help to reduce those sewage overflows and those big downpours. It's a 15-kilometre tunnel, which at points will be 110 metres deep and run through the Manukau Harbour. And it connects the Mangere wastewater treatment plant to Greyland, and kind of picks up that wastewater and separates it from stormwater as it goes. And it's supposed to finish in 2025, but it looks like it's already running late, so I'm not sure if that's been pushed out. So that will go to fix the problem a little bit, but not as much as probably we would like, or I think we would like.
Hey, now, Rita, just moving on to like the three waters.
Is it good for the fish?
What do you know about that?
Do the fish like all the poos and shit?
Yeah, the three waters is a topic that I think we definitely need to talk about. It's actually not that complicated, but it is...
daft.
It is, it is controversial, and I think it's probably worth doing a little bit of a series maybe and having a couple of different viewpoints. Yeah, because it is... There's massive pros to it, but there's also a lot of cons to it. So I think it's fair to let a couple of different voices have a say on that, and maybe what I could recap it one week, and then we can hear one side of the argument and then
okay,
the other side.
Fair enough. Save it up.
I think it's a very important topic for everyone to fully understand. But in a nutshell, we haven't done the most amazing job of investing in our water. Mm-hmm. I think we've always gone, oh, it rains a lot, so what's the problem? I think that's kind of, and I hear that a lot from people, like, oh, the Waikato is just, running, like the water's just running out to sea, like we can just take. And it's a bit more complicated than that. And I think it's really important that we understand why it's more complicated. And in a nutshell, we're really not spending enough money on the infrastructure involved. We have spent a lot already, but it's nowhere near enough. What was I saying? That there's a $1 billion fund to do this interceptor, but actually there's $7 billion worth of other
work that needs to be done.
And that kind of only catches us up. And then we're saying we're going to like put another 400,000 people into Auckland in the next 10 years or something crazy like that. So I go, okay, cool. Well then, will finally be caught up, but we'll still be 10, 20 years behind, you know. So I think there's a lot of work to be done.
Hmm. Okay. Any final words, Rita?
No, I guess we just need to get in and do it, you know. Mm. Like, I was looking at the history, and if anyone has time, you know, have a look at our history. It's really fascinating. You know, they used to collect our sewage by horse-drawn cart in 1878, and then there was a huge typhoid outbreak that centred around Ponsonby, which kind of triggered this all. And it was really interesting. They had experts come in, and they've recommended really, really good projects over the years, and then the councils at the time have set up committees to think about it, and they've kind of thought about it for so long and then finally kind of done something about it, but by that point it's already outdated, and the population growth is outstripped the design capacity for that particular thing. So I think we're still stuck in the same cycle we were in 1878, and it would be nice to kind of break it. So if anyone's interested in the history, there's a really nice little short four pager there on the Auckland Council page about it.
Okay, nice one.
That's it.
All
right. Yeah.
All right, Rita Steele.
No worries. You guys have a great week.
Thank you kindly.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.